Hola, Lini. I'm doing the answers to your questions. So the answer to question number one. So I think for me, it was very much related to the workshop with the food. And first of all, how many people just came to the workshop and were interested in the topic. And then afterwards being sort of asked on the street for questions and I felt I just tapped into something that probably was already there, but just maybe gave it a kind of avenue to express itself in a different way. And my hope is that then people also can be in touch with each other and do suggestions and so on. But yeah, I would have to think like that's for me probably the moment in which I could tell in which I felt I planted a seed the most. Second one, oh, that's a difficult one. I mean, I don't know that I can define specifically one experience in the sense that I think for me it was the experience as a whole, or all the sort of parts that made the experience amazing. From making dinner. Together to, of course, running the workshops in the different locations. And so I don't think, for me, it's even possible to just outline one specific time. It's really the people that I met and everything else. So, yeah, I think for me, it was the whole thing altogether. For question number three. Well, the way I see it a lot is that in my social work and the work that's participatory, in a way I tend to express my more extroverted, let's say extroverted needs. And of course, it's social projects with people and so on. Whereas in my artwork, in my or I should say in my studio work, in my paintings, I tend to go more for a reflexive space, perhaps introspective, and that's maybe more concerned with spirituality and so on, and yeah, kind of more interior dimensions. I think that for me, one can be informative of the other, or can yeah inform the other, or perhaps they can. Sort of address different aspects or different interests. So to me, they are mutually reinforcing, and they can also, yeah, basically inform and nourish each other. And as far as finding bridges, in a project like I Paint You Paint Me, for example, or Io Ti Pinto Tu Mi Pintas, there is a very direct bridge between it being a social project, but at the same time, it is a painting project. So that's kind of directly addresses that part of the question. But otherwise, I think that even by sometimes just opposing the two, it can create an interesting dialogue between, the new human experience that exists in society and around people, but at the same time has. Needs for the soul, let's call them. Yeah, I think that that's how, yeah, they can basically nourish each other.